American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 614. Here is the translated text as follows. 582. X, American State Trials. Enough evidence has been presented to discredit her. What she said at the police station is of little importance, being easily reconcilable with what she has sworn here. She said she had no connection with a white man, meaning no such connection as could produce a child. And she admitted before the same magistrates, on the same occasion, that she had a struggle with one, and that he tore her petticoat. If she did not say the whole of this when under oath, at the time her depositions were written down, it is not material. She might not have been so particularly questioned until afterwards. But viewed with common candor, there is no contradiction to discredit her. On the one occasion and on the other, her evidence was this, that she had a struggle with a white man, but that she prevented him by resistance from accomplishing his purpose, and was sure there could be no child born in consequence of that encounter. Why did not the gentleman on the other side call this white man? He could have contradicted her if her testimony was false. With respect to the alarm with the pistol and its possible effect upon the mother's imagination, that changes in the fetus do happen from such accidents, stands upon the highest authority, and has been supported in a way not to be shaken by Dr. Mitchell, who has related facts proved beyond contradiction. Dr. Passialis thinks it far-fetched to suppose it would change the complexion, but seems to admit that it might produce abortion or deformity. Yet the change most easily produced has been stated to be that in the color of the skin. Dr. Mitchell has stated that reasoning a priori upon such subjects is only presumption, but that where facts of a certain nature have arisen, it is possible that similar facts may arise from similar causes, and he has given instances of infinitely greater changes than this by the power of maternal affection. Certainly, to oppose arbitrary reasoning to the authority of facts is the height of presumption, and no man is better qualified from his extensive reading and continued investigation to collate a number of facts and draw certain conclusions from them.